With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
On the last episode, Ape Joel discovered a taste for lying and warging into people who are vital to the mission, whilst also Joel got used to his new life as an admin worker. Just as things were starting to make sense, however, Ape Joel was damaged by a fleshworm, leaving him with one big eye in the place of his previous two, and leaving everyone confused about the next move.
Ape Joel, the wolves are staring at you in horror.
Take me to a doctor!
Can we?
Okay, yeah, well, okay. Every wolfer is like, today has been quite a day. If you like your one, maybe some people come down on a stretcher. Maybe you start ape panicking. Everybody has to tie ropes around you. Several woofers drag you on ropes to a medical tent.
See? He's a fiend.
That's so sad. You better not give him sedatives, doctor. He's got a problem.
Yeah, you better give him to me instead. I'll administer him if he needs it.
The doctor hands you four sedatives. You can write that down on your equipment.
Oh, good.
Four woofer sedatives. You're laid down on a table and a doctor starts performing some experiments on you. I mean, not experiments, but some tests.
You're right. Why don't we call them experiments?
That's great. Very strange. The doctor is this kind of tubby little woofer with graying, like a kind of like a almost hair on his head. It's graying. He's wearing a little lab coat. Very strange indeed. He pulls out like a little, like a scanner of some variety. He begins scanning up and down Ape Joel. It takes him quite a while because Ape Joel's very big. Well, the readings we're getting on this scanner are very, very, very confusing.
What?
Well, see, he scans you up and down. That's the reading of somebody, you know, your basic background radiation, your basic background, you know, just your general organic matter. That's what it looks like when we scan it. But watch this. He brings a scanner up and down on Ape Joel. He shows you, like, it's hard to interpret anyway, but what's come up on the reader on the scanner is just completely wildly different to anything on anybody else. It seems like Ape Joel has, for some reason, almost become not of this earth. I've never seen anything like it. I'd love to keep him for some tests, if you'd allow me.
How long?
I don't know. A day? 2 days? Could be weeks. Could be years. Who knows? Never seen anything like this in my life. Okay. How did this happen?
I got bitten by a fleshworm.
Right.
Where'd you get bitten?
Through my chest. It's hurt. I thought I was going
to
die.
Pulls open your overalls to have a look. There's no scar or anything.
This is fucked.
Ape Joel. What's your ape cleverness? I mean, your ape brain?
Four.
You're actually starting to forget what it was like to have two eyes. Every memory you have of Dinosaur Park, a Dinosaur Universe, I mean, Dinosaur World, you always had one. That's what you remember? Two eyes seems abnormal now?
Some fuck's happening. I know in theory I should have had two eyes. But I only ever remember having one.
You feel like every photo of yourself you've seen? You feel like everything you've seen has been just monoocular?
Huh. How's your depth perception?
It's rubbish.
I'm going to be bad in fights all of a sudden.
Take a negative one to everything done with your ape punches.
What about my jungle and blood pressure? Because that's technically listed under ape fists.
Yeah, I guess take a plus one to that?
No, because...
No, I wouldn't take an extra negative one, no.
This is stressful.
Something seems very amiss. Would you allow me to run some tests on him?
Actually, yep. I just want to try something. Doc, can you pass me that scalpel?
The doctor, like, picks up the scalpel. What are you going to do with it?
I just want to... I didn't bleed when I got bitten. I just want to check something.
All right. Hands it over to you. That seems fair.
I, like, just slice my arm. Not like, not my wrist. I'm not trying to kill myself. Just like, I mentioned my forearm, I just like make like a gash.
Ah! You bring the scalpel into your arm, and for a second you feel that strange, uncomfortable feeling, like that rippling sensation. You blink, everything feels wrong for a second, you have that cognitive dissonance, and then everything goes dark. You can see that his eye has become a mouth. The hell just happened?
I scream from two mouths.
Ah! I grab my gun and shoot him.
Oh, no.
No. Ape Joel, you see that same unpleasant cognitive dissonance? The mouth disappears, two eyes appear, but your tiny hands disappear, your ape arms disappear, and in their place are two regular arms. So, like, imagine a gorilla with the arms of a man.
Where did the bullets go?
You look at his body, there's nothing.
I'm looking at my arms, looking up, blinking, closing one eye, closing the other.
It's nice to have both eyes again. You can get rid of that negative one.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
How's the doctor reacting?
The doctor, all of the woofers are like they've scattered from you and everyone's just staring. They're attacking each other. Whenever that one gets hurt, he changes.
So, I don't have ape fists anymore.
No, you've got man fists. Take them all down by by one.
And I've got no secret punches because I only got two arms.
Yep.
Oh no.
I'm useless now. Zero.
Yep, you're in the bloody
and
trouble.
Ape fists, cross out ape. Man fists.
Ape legs still, though.
Yeah. And that's still right. Had ape brain.
Man fists, three. Oh, Jesus.
So you still want to... study this, Doc?
Doctor's like, I just want you off this planet.
Fair.
What are you?
So who was in command after Louis?
A small, look, quite elderly female woofers pushed forward. I was the second foreman.
Okay.
What was
your name?
My name's Chris.
Nice to meet you, Chris.
I'm probably just going to stay quiet. I'm still in shock.
Can you tell me about when I was at working admin? There was like a professor, Bitch Hippo. Did you have a chat with him?
I spoke to him. No one knew as much as the foreman did. What Louie did. He came here looking for crystals for the cosmic crystals. But we don't have them anymore. We sent him off to. They've been took by the Neonites. Yeah. Any ones we had, we were gone.
You don't know where he went?
Well, the only place that I know that the Neonites, where the crystals remain, is Centaur 5. They have one that they worship like a god, and we just let that stay as is. They don't have a problem with that.
So you want us off the planet?
Yes, please.
can you charter us a ship?
Absolutely. The one
Moranis?
That brought you in literally this morning. We'll be leaving, so...
Can we go to Moranis, though?
We can probably send you to a transfer station somewhere in between, and you can go to Moranis from there.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's go. This place has it's done something to my friend.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
All right, the two of you leave the crowd of woofers. Mark watches you go. He's like, Dad... What was today? That's my question. I thought I was going to have a regular day in the mines, you know, a classic day in the mines. Instead, this bullshit. Christ. So as you guys go leaving the woofers behind to approach the ship that you came in, something occurs to you.
We don't have anyone to pilot the ship.
Also, the ship is very cramped. You don't. Well, I know you still have some tranquilizers, don't you?
Well, so we don't, seriously, like what? I thought they'd supply someone to...
To pilot the ship?
Yeah.
No, there's nobody aboard currently.
Who pilots them?
That's probably a woofer. It's probably a woofer that's amongst the crowds of...
Mark, mate!
He's had a bad day.
Mark probably... pops his head out. What?
You know how to drive one of these things, yeah?
Well, I'm designed. Well, it's made for someone like me to drive. That doesn't mean I can particularly drive.
I use my ultimate orator skills on him again to be like, look, Mark, we've gotten a bit of bother. So, like, unfortunately, as you can see, Mark, you're a good friend of ours, that we can't drive this to Centaur 5.
We can't drive it to Centaur 5.
Like,
cool.
You know, you'd be doing us just like such a favor if you were to perhaps help us along and drive to Centaur 5. You know, you'd do this, we'll owe you one. We'll help you, I don't know, move house or something.
Suppose I could drive the ship. He kind of exits the crowd. You can see the rest of the woofers being like, don't.
The great orator is like, usually they're like, a fetch quest. If you do this, I'll help you. How about instead you help us?
And no fetch quest happens. Mark kind of wanders up. He's like, all right, he's into the ship, done. He pulls down the door, like walks up the steps into the cockpit, sits down. Doesn't look like he super knows what he's looking at.
How long is it going to take us to get to Centaur 5?
Mark starts punching stuff into the like ship's computer. A lot of numbers are coming up. He looks around at you with a very... I mean, like, he's got a bulldog's face, so it's hard to see shock or confusion. I'll do my best. 3-5 days?
5 days, you reckon. Hey, do you know where they keep the supply of tranquilizers?
You can climb on the ship and give it a search.
I'll give it a quick search. I need some of them sedatives.
What's your cleverness? It's 5, isn't it? Yeah, look, it's small enough that a search doesn't take long. It's largely just opening all of the doors and the little hatches, and eventually you find a large packet with maybe like 100 sedatives in it.
Oh, boy.
Don't take them all at once, Simon. You'll just never be seen again. Also, Joel, are you going to try and climb in the ship?
Ape Joel,
not also Joel.
That was unprofessional.
Yeah, it was. I'm fucking sorry.
Well, actually, I probably, now you don't have
giant ape arms, you could kind of fit in a bit better.
Yeah, that's true.
Plus, there's no other woofers.
It's a
Hang
less
on.
Tight squeeze.
Can we modify this the seating arrangement?
Yeah, can I just break off some seats? I don't have ape strength anymore, though.
Mm. Oh, you don't.
You try to go with your big ape arms and, I mean, your big man arms. And you just kind of can't maneuver any of the seats. You think maybe some of the woofers?
Yeah, I got out. Mark, you reckon we could remove some of these seats?
Probably, yeah.
What do we need?
Probably, I don't know, if there's tools around for unscrewing things and moving the seats off and out of the place.
Can you reckon you could go get some of your buddies to help?
Yes. Mark walks down the steps. You see him head over to the woofers and start having a conversation with them. One of the woofers, you can hear them be like, what? No, why? Why would we help them? Who are they? And Mark's like, no, we really should. Please, please. Mark takes out his wallet and starts handing credits over. Some of the woofers are like, fuck, okay. Like 4 or 5 woofers clamber onto the ship and begin removing chairs and like, equipment in the back of the truck, so the spaceship, so that you can fit in there.
Oh, fantastic. That's good. A couple of mattresses down.
That, if Mark keeps paying them, and he will, eventually Mark is flat broke, but there's 2 comfortable mattresses in the back and a lot of room for you guys to move around.
Oh, this is the best news. Oh, thank
you.
Do you
ever worry
so much
that we might be bad people?
No.
No, that's
also
good.
Joel, as you're overseeing this, by which I mean just watching as it happens. you see kind of like in the sky above you, in the dark night sky, a little light that is getting brighter and brighter and brighter as it makes its way towards you, and it's sort of taking form into the shape of some kind of spaceship. It seems like it's rocketing towards you guys at quite a rapid rate.
All right, then. Well, better leave pretty quick, then, I reckon.
All right, you're going to clamber in?
Yep.
You clamber in, you lie down on the mattress.
Would I have any reason to be suspicious of it?
Not really.
All right, cool. Yeah, not my problem.
Well, I mean, hang on. Looks to you like a neonite ship.
Let's go.
Mark finds himself once again at the controls. He stretches his little paws out over the various dials and, like, nodes and levers.
Hang on a second.
Yeah?
Would it be rude, also, Ape Joel, if I was to be like, which woofer here is the best pilot? And do a quick switch? I mean, Mark has already paid a lot of money.
Mark, he's going to be so mad. The moment you grind R to someone else, he's going to be so furious.
And, like, chances are we're going to be...
Huh?
Does he have a family?
No, chances he left his family here to come work in the mines.
But chances are we're going to...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That's a grand order to someone else. And then he's going to be near us when he's mad. Yeah, you know what? I'm like, hey, Mark.
I like what? This.
Can you go to basically? I think we forgot something.
What? Okay.
In the like our office. That's like a far away way, isn't it?
That's quite a bit away.
Yeah, our office. If you want to just go get some stuff for us, that'd be super good. It's an actual just a whole computer.
Okay.
Yeah, one of the consoles. You could just grab it out of the walls and bring
absolutely.
It to us.
Absolutely.
That'd be great. That'd be great.
He clambers out and slides back into the crowd, giving people curt nods as he goes. That light is taking form above you quite significantly now. It's a long, thin, kind of looking like almost like a virus spaceship. It's getting quite close now. Mark disappears into the crowd.
Who here is the best pilot for one of these?
Are you grand ordering or are you just asking?
I'm just genuinely asking. So I want Mark to be quite far away.
Everybody seems too, like... afraid of what's happening to respond. There's sort of like silence over the crowd of woofers.
I'm gonna use my scary ape face. Oi! Little pup things! Who's the best pilot? Answer him!
Fuck. One of them just like barrels forward almost instinctually. It's like when a lion yells at someone and they're like, something in my core primal being is forcing me to act.
There he is.
They tumble forward. But I'm a pretty good pilot.
Cool. Can you come help us pilot this ship to Centaur 5?
For a prize?
Of course.
Are you grand ordering them?
No, not right now.
All right. Probably going to cost me several thousand credits.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Don't worry. Whatever you want.
That's a lie, yeah?
Like,
one of them is like, the pilot's like, you're not really going to attack me.
Okay, like, how much you want up front?
1,000 credits.
Yeah, we got 1,000 credits.
1,000 credits now, 1,000 credits when we land.
Yeah, right. Look.
1,000 credits when we get back. How does that sound?
For 3,000 credits.
Yep. Yeah.
But he kind of thinks about it. Oh, okay. Oh, that sounds like a pretty good deal. He holds out like maybe like a credit card of sorts that you can swipe with your credit card to transfer the 1,000 credits.
Yep.
Just a side note. Do we actually have 1,000 credits?
Yeah, we're down. Like, we were 1,300 from my account.
Oh yeah, that's all right then. I hope that we said that out loud. Yeah, we got 1,300. I just promised him 3,000. Oops.
All right. The Neonite spaceship, pretty much like in full view above you, begins to slow down. Steam begins leaving the bottom as it like descends onto the moist pink surface of hot and fresh.
All right, let's go. What was your name?
Sweetums.
Sweetums.
Let's go. You begin clambering inside the ship. As you do. I got it. You look out over the woofer crowd and like toppling under the weight of it. Mark is making his way back towards you, holding the computer. He sees as the three of you climb in and his face just drops. Oh, well, I see how it is done. You fucking pieces of shit.
Why is he mad at me? I'm still orated him.
Well, that's true. All right. He begins to climb in the ship.
I'm like, well, look, it's not the best, but hey, two wolves is better than none.
Maybe you finally clamber inside the ship and the Neonite spaceship lands directly behind you, and you can hear with a as like a large hatch opens and the silhouettes of several figures are visible through the doorway. Let's see if you guys escape.
No, hang on.
Yeah.
All right. So can we see the?
You can see them. Yeah. You can see looks like four individuals.
All right. Easy.
Mm-hmm. Easy.
It's all right. I got this.
We are in the ship. Yes.
Yeah.
Our ship.
We're in the ship.
Good.
Yep. We're in the ship. Can I tell by looking out the window of the ship who the leader of the Neonites is?
It's hard to. You assume potentially the one standing in front of the others.
I'm looking out the window, and then all of a sudden, my body just drops limp. I've walked into the leader of the Neonites.
Just as the Neonites approach, the door that like closes, the one who you presume is the leader is like, "You are under arrest for crimes again."
Who's he pointing at?
He's pointing at the two of you.
Oh! He's after us. What did we do?
You are now pointing at the ship, looking as your ape leg is hanging out of the door you didn't close.
Wait. Those are the wrong people. This is embarrassing, right, Neonites? We should get back on this ship and go.
The other Neonites, a young... blonde, kind of green, gross-looking alien fuck, turns around and points at you. He's like, no, that's definitely Ape Joel and also Joel. Those are the prophesies. We have all the evidence.
What evidence?
The key. Do you not get the dreams? You said you got the dreams.
Want to call out, we're right to go, yeah?
Absolutely.
Thanks, mate.
Excuse me?
I give him the thumbs up. Pull in Ape Joel's leg, close the door. All right, Sweetums, let's go.
What dream? Wait. Oh, the dream. What? No, my dream, they looked different.
That's not what you said. We've used all of the technology available to us, David, and we've seen them on our vid screens, in our dreams, in our projections.
That's just not what I envisioned them to look like in real life.
But you've seen pictures, sir. You start to look over at them and, you see suspicion start to crowd their eyes, and each of them extends one hand with, like, a finger raised. They're like, he's got you.
Who?
You're not David.
Yes, I am.
Oh, no. You were forcibly ejected back into your own body.
Oh, no! That's not what I wanted. I just wake up. Uh-oh.
Okay.
How far away did we get at all?
You are lucky. So, like, Mark and Sweetums are in the front of the ship. Sweetums clearly knows what he's doing. He's like, beep, 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 pressing buttons, flicking switches. Sweetums got this. But Mark is just like, pull a lever down. Swipe something to the side, presses a button on a screen. It seems like everything that changes on the console when he moves something is like a shock to him. But pretty solidly, with like little fumbling from Mark, your ship has moved towards exiting the atmosphere of Hot and Fresh.
We have a hot and fresh computer, don't we?
Sorry?
We have a hot and fresh computer.
Yes, absolutely.
How'd he get it?
He had to tear it up. Like, he had to pull it. Walk with it. He had to do what you said.
What a hero.
Okay. Sorry.
It's all right.
Just rolling for the boys.
So, Dusha, what happened? You look very spooked.
We're in their dreams.
Who's what? Neonites.
Yeah. Oh. And they know that I can do their mind meld.
Oh.
And they kicked me out, and I don't think they killed their mate David to do so. They might have, though.
Fingers crossed.
I mean, that would probably be the best news to come out of what just happened. Also, it turns out I'm not good at lying.
What?
Yeah, I know.
That's a new development, Dave. Yeah. Joel.
So, this is not. I had no idea.
I'm so surprised. Yes?
My go-to move is I see an enemy.
You go into them. You do their accent, which is always spot on.
You're so good at it.
And then I just make up like a little lie, so then everyone's like off our case.
Yeah,
but it didn't work this time.
Oh, what?
And every other time you've batted 100. You can see in the front.
I guess even Don Bradman retired for 99.94.
His last game was a duck.
You see as...
Oh, no. I don't like that analogy. Last game.
Mark doesn't seem to know what he's doing, but it seems like maybe the things he's controlling are just like the lights to your part of the ship and the air conditioning. But Sweetums seems to know what's happening. You see Sweetums press a couple buttons, flick a couple switches, grab hold of like a lever, okay, and slide it towards himself. There's a kind of unpleasant... You assume you're about to almost maybe hyper jump. And then it... Oh. It seems like something is stopping you from hyper jumping, maybe even stopping you from moving. Again, it's quite cramped in there and it's hard to see out the windows.
Sweetums.
Something. Hang on.
Okay.
Let me just keep trying.
What's wrong?
Well, I said I was the best pirate in the world. That's true.
Uh-huh. Pirate in the world.
Not the world. Hot and Fresh, I was the best pirate. But something seems to be impairing our movement. I don't quite know what, though. We're moving very slowly. Mark just keeps pressing buttons.
Mark, how are things going?
Pretty aces, he says.
That's good, Mark.
We'll be out of here in no time. Here we come, Centaur 5.
Sweetums, have you... I'm a bit spooked still. Look, is there a chance that a ship could be pulling us back like this?
You see Sweetums press some buttons and maybe, like, open a little screen at the front of the console of the ship. Very potentially. There's not many natural things that could cause a ship to freeze like this.
Hey,
perhaps the Neonite ship, did they have beef with you?
Maybe.
I saw you collapsed for a second.
I was stressed.
Do you have epilepsy?
I nod.
Oh.
I also have...
I had a cousin who had epilepsy.
How's he?
He's doing all right.
That's good.
So-so.
Well, we have to keep a mattress and, like, something to bite down on everywhere we're around.
Of course. Oh, I remember the same thing with Jacob.
Yeah. Hey, Dusha, how does your epilepsy work in the vastness of space?
You could probably jump in. You think that's possible? Maybe they just might eject you again.
An engineer or pilot getting there real quick before they eject?
It'd be kind of a crapshoot, though, because you can't see them direct. Like, you could do it, but it's hard to pinpoint specific people. Like, through the wall, back on New Metal, well, you kind of could pinpoint the two voices and make a decision. This, you're like, you know.
You could just
do it in New Metal, did I?
No, but I said you could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, just to see what's going on.
Can you just quickly roll in outside of the... Because I've never done this in Dinosaur Park or Dinosaur World, but yeah. Outside of those games, has Ape Joel ever jumped into a body where he hasn't known where it's going? Like,
I'm going to say once, and it wasn't great.
What happened?
I'm going to say maybe you two were on a bounty. Pretty easy bounty, centralized in New Metal. You'd found the apartment, but you didn't know how many people were in there. You walked in and, like, landed in their dog or something.
I've been a dog.
Instead of the guy you meant to land in.
You know what? Chances are they'll kill us. So, I'm going to try anyway.
Yeah, like, we don't know what they're here for. They said you're under arrest and then, like, stopped. So, I'm guessing we're in trouble. Maybe even if you just find that information.
Well, I've
nice.
Got a bit of information that I should... You know what? We'll talk about this later.
Yeah,
anyway,
go.
Time to catch you on the fuck side.
Oh, perfect. You walk in, you like collapse. You also, Joel, feel Ape Joel just collapse in your hands. And Ape Joel, all of a sudden, you're staring at a far more complicated and advanced version of the console for the ship that you're currently on. You think you've walked into a pilot, potentially.
All right, I got two options here. Lie or try and break as much stuff as I can in a very short period of time.
Just remember that that mech fight we had.
Yeah.
Use your natural talents.
You were so good at that.
I was really good at that. Well, that's the intended result. If I can press some buttons and the ship breaks, I just start wailing on the control panel.
Okay, you bring down just like a small... kind of like maybe green tentacled hand on the console with a wet... But you think that maybe whatever goo this particular race of beings secretes shouldn't get mixed in with the electronics. There's a kind of... the kind of like waves across the entire console in front of you. You can hear one of the other Neonites. Probably sounds like the leader. He's like, excuse me, what are you doing over there? What's wrong?
Do I have any weapons?
No. You have a neon sword on your back.
Just pull the sword
out. It says live nudes.
Just shove the sword into the console.
You managed to bring it down in time before the leader of the Neonites, or at least this group, grabs you by the shoulders and spins you around. The ship, all the lights go out.
Got him.
You guys feel that, like, on the woofer ship, you can feel that whatever was pulling you back stop.
Ah.
Sweetums is like, excellent. It pushes stopped. Forward with the lever. There's a... You feel yourselves about to jump. What? Says the leader.
Sorry, I have space epilepsy. I don't know what happened.
That's a weird remark.
That's a strange thing to say. That's literally what the leader says. But then two other Neonites are like, hold on. Wait.
Have a conversation with him. See,
Commander
Spade,
it's not him. It's not Marcus.
It is Marcus.
It's Ape Joel.
It's Marcus. Here, I'll prove it. Ask me a question.
Commander is like, all right. When's Marcus's birthday?
That's an easy one. 16th of July, space years.
Wrong. It was yesterday. Commander Spade pulls up a hand, palm out, and extends it towards you. You feel... It's hard to describe what it's like to be in another person's mind, right? Generally, it's kind of like riding a horse.
Yeah.
You're like, well, I'm in here for a bit. I can kind of move it around. It's pretty easy, and I can leave whenever I want. He puts his hand up, and all of a sudden, it's like the horse has become glue. It's like you try to eject yourself, and for some reason, you're just stuck.
Oh, no.
Hold on. Ask questions.
What?
You will remain here, Ape Joel, with us, the Neon Knights. We need to capture your friend also, Joel. You're in a lot of trouble, the two of you.
Can I still move?
You can move your arms, yeah.
Sick, I grab the sword, shove it through my head.
Ask questions, get information, you fuck.
No. You bring the sword up and you jam it into your head. And the moment the burning hot neon touches your face, you feel that similar feeling you felt when the worm ate you. Instead of walking back into your body, there's like a ripple down your system. And instead of tentacle arms, well, maybe you have tentacle arms, but instead of being green and slimy, they're just fleshy and pink, like human skin with hair down the sides.
This is bad.
Your ape trick won't work on us, Ape Joel. Send him to the brig. Two neonites grab you by the arms and begin, like, trying to handcuff you. You gonna resist them?
Oh, well, I got slippery, human, fleshy, weird arms now.
So maybe you don't even have fingers anymore. Just two big pink tentacles.
Just, like, flail them in their face a bit.
You're largely useless against them. Your regular body is still sticky and green and gooey, and your fleshy arms are even worse than that would have been. They lock you in, well, I suppose tentacle cuffs. And begin marching you deeper into the neonite ship. They march you down some cold metal stairs into what is effectively a prison aboard their ship. We'll talk to you in a moment, says the commander, and they slide open the doors and throw you inside. You took a good friend from us. Know that. He then leaves. You guys hyper jump away, and there's that
oh, no.
classic moment that you're very used to by now, where you're like,
all right, so he's gonna be back in a...
Well, you're like, oh, well, look, he's probably taking his time. That's not unusual.
Yeah. Actually, to be honest, it's not.
Yeah, like, he could just be, who knows how long.
Ah, take a sedative.
How many?
Just the one.
All right. You knock yourself out.
Hang on, I have 104. Just the two.
You knock yourself out. Oh, you're going to feel terrible. You knock yourself out, safe in the knowledge that presumably Sweetums will pilot you happily towards Moranus 4 with no ill
wind
whatsoever.
Centaur 5.
Centaur 5. Moranus is the city on Centaur. Sorry. Pilot you towards Centaur 5 with no ill will and everything will presumably go smoothly.
Perfect.
You knock out. Just like, it's not even, you don't even tell the woofers, you're just done.
When he comes to, just give him one of these.
Is Ape Joel trapped forever? Find out next time in the next thrilling episode of Dinosaur Universe.
Missed out on the grand opening and then closing of Dinosaur Land? Ran past the gift shop because the animatronics got out of hand? Been kicking yourself ever since you saw the get shot by a real astronaut T and you didn't duck in to grab it for fear of Bonobot? Then worry no more, because at peddlerspress.store we now have official bootleg Dinosaur Land merch available for you to love and cherish. Just head on down to peddlerspress.store and grab what you can before we get shut down for good this time.